This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's on his way to South Florida now, where he's set to face federal charges tomorrow for mishandling classified documents. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Doral.
Officials here in Florida are preparing for possible protests with increased security. So far, the indictment doesn't seem to be impacting Trump's popularity with his base.
He's a very strong candidate. The more charges they put on him, the stronger he seems to get.
And this legal challenge comes as we see results of an unsettling survey. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
A recent University of Chicago survey found that 12 million American adults, or nearly 1 in 20, admit they believe violence is justified to restore Donald Trump to the White House. The information was exclusively shared with the news organization The Guardian.
There is widespread concern that violence and our democracy are just going to be kind of linked from here on out.
Kira Lerner is The Guardian's democracy editor.
Trump's the leading presidential contender for 2024. Human remains have been found in the rubble of I-95 in Philly as crews there continue working to clear the site. Pennsylvania Transportation Secretary Michael Carroll.
The engineering and the inspection of the southbound bridge indicated it's compromised as a result of the fire. The I-beams are incapable of supporting the traffic, and so that structure has to be removed, and it will be starting today.
Rebuilding will take months. Another American's been detained in Russia. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
He's a former paratrooper and a musician.
I've been seeking to learn more about the apparent detention of Travis Leak.
He was arrested on drug charges, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're working to gather information to understand exactly what happened.
Leak could face years in a Russian prison if convicted. Washington has accused Moscow of arbitrarily detaining U.S. citizens for use as bargaining chips to secure the release of Russians held here.
J.P. Morgan Chase will pay $290 million to settle a lawsuit with Jeffrey Epstein's victims. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
These class action settlements show that if you are a major financial institution serving a person who is trafficking teenage girls for sex, then you are virtually laundering money for a criminal enterprise, making it possible for these crimes to continue.
Next month, food delivery workers will start making $18 an hour in New York City. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Right now, delivery workers' current pay is about $12 an hour, but apps are pushing back. DoorDash says it's considering legal action. Uber says the law will eliminate jobs, and Grubhub says it'll have serious adverse consequences for delivery workers.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. One person is dead and four people are hurt after a wrong-way driver crashed their vehicle head-on into another vehicle on I-94 near Menominee Sunday morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol said that the driver of the wrong-way vehicle, a 33-year-old man from Eau Claire, died in the crash. Four people in the vehicle he crashed into, including two children, were hurt in the crash and had to be taken to the hospital. In Barron County, one person is dead and another person is hurt after a crash Sunday evening. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said that a 48-year-old woman was found dead at the scene and a 53-year-old man had to be flown to a Minnesota hospital with serious injuries. The UTV they were in hit a tree on a trail near Cumberland. The DNR and Sheriff's Department said that speed and alcohol were factors in the crash. And state baseball got underway today in Grand Chute. The action for Western Wisconsin teams begins tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. when Ithaca plays Edgar, McDonald, Aquinas, and St. Croix Falls all play later in the day. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson and Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And of all the times we say that history is being made 24/7, every second of the day, whether you're asleep or awake, that is true in spades right now. These events that are going on right now, kicking off into the 2024 election, criminal indictment of Donald Trump in Florida, will be studied in history books for eternity. You're a witness to it, and let's get right into it. Give you the basic facts. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., that's East Coast time, so 2 p.m. our time, he's supposed to appear in front of the judge for an arraignment. One little glitch, kind of a funny little glitch, kind of a strange little glitch. The rules of the Southern District of Florida require that he have local counsel in on it with him to sign things. What does that mean? Well, I've had that a lot when I, in my own litigation career, if you try a case out of state, they'll let you in, but they say, we want somebody local, local office, somebody we know. So you retain some local person. Well, down there, it turns out none of the local people want to represent Donald Trump. And not just because they don't want to go to jail. He has an inordinate number of people around him who have either gone to jail or have been subpoenaed, had to testify. But the other thing is, the guy doesn't pay his bills. He stiffs him. He smiles at him, gives him a small retainer, and then he stiffs him. People ask me, well, what happens tomorrow if he doesn't have local counsel? Well, he has other counsel. The judge can appoint a local lawyer to be his local counsel, but he's not indigent. She can require him to pay them, and I'm sure that'll be something that'll happen. He'll find somebody. So where are we on this thing? He'll plead not guilty. It's a circus. That night, he's going to hold a fundraiser, celebrating it, celebrating the fact that he's an indicted felon, indicted for felonies in Miami, or I should say in the Southern District. The court is up closer to Palm Beach. He's been indicted in New York on 34 felonies, down in Florida on 38 felonies. He thinks it's funny. He uses it to fundraise. I want to address something right up front, and then I want to get under the skin of this thing. The Republican opposition to this, and there are very few exceptions, has been something like this. And the Republicans are very good at messaging and it's just repeating stuff, because messaging is simply repeating simple things that a fifth grader could understand and keep saying them without explanation. What they say is, this is politically motivated. Biden is trying to take out his major opponent. This is politically motivated. Biden is trying to take out his major opponent. Hillary Clinton should have been indicted. Joe Biden should have been indicted because they had classified information on an unclassified setting. They never mentioned Mike Pence, but I assume they think the same thing. He did the same. We never, ever message correctly. We never say what I'm about to say and repeat it over and over. All of our people, everybody I've ever listened to, says stuff like, he allegedly had documents. He apparently kept them in an insecure place. You say stuff like that, people's eyes glaze over. What does that mean? Allegedly, apparently, adverbs. They throw in adjectives. They qualify, always qualify. Well, let me tell you what we could be saying. When Trump left office on January 20, he took all of these top secret documents. And that year, we had a spike. We had more foreign agents, undercover spies of ours, captured, tortured, and executed in China and Russia than we ever had. Because the top secret documents that Trump took and disclosed to these people, let them know who was responsible for stealing the info and giving it to the US. Say that over and over and over again. That's it. No apparentlies, no allegedlies. Donald Trump left office with boxes of top secret documents that were illegal for him to take starting January 20, 2021. That year, 2021, the United States had more undercover agents and undercover spies in China and Russia captured, tortured, and executed than ever in our history before or since. Because this top secret documents that Trump took and left lying around for the Chinese and Russian spies to see, gave them the information of who stole them to give them to the US. If people were told that, they wouldn't go, oh, this is political. None of the classified documents that Pence, Biden, or Hillary Clinton inadvertently had, A, came close to that. B, came close to being hidden, concealed, lied about, and C, made available to China and Russia. Now let's go through everything. Some of the documents, now remember, there were hundreds of documents, hundreds of boxes too. There were only 31 counts of the Espionage Act, one for each of 31 documents. Why only 31 documents? Because of the hundreds that Trump stole, the prosecutors aren't going out and going, okay, every one is technically a felony. Yeah, it is technically. But these are the 31 that are the most important. These are the 31 that compromised us. I'll give you an example. There's a kind of a document called Five Eyes Only. What do you mean Five Eyes Only? What do you mean five sets? No. There are only five nations that are able to see these documents. The United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. This is for containing China. If the Chinese ever saw these documents, they would know who gave them to us and they would kill them. And in 2021, they killed more people than we'd ever had killed before. There's another set of documents that is so sensitive that there are only a handful of people in our government can see him. I don't know all of them. You can count them on the fingers of one hand. I assume it's the head of the CIA, the president, but believe it or not, not the vice president, the president, the head of the CIA, maybe the Secretary of Defense, maybe the Secretary of State, maybe the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's it. And there are some of those documents. Then there are other documents that are so secure, so top secret, would so jeopardize the safety of our undercover spies that they have to even be looked at in a special place. They're not supposed to go and be kept by the president. But what Trump would do during his briefings, he'd demand to see it. When he saw it, he'd hold on to it. He'd say, I want to look at this later. And people didn't have the guts to, what are they going to say? No, you can't. Wrestle with him. He has Secret Service protection. He kept it on purpose. He kept it on purpose. When he took it to Mar-a-Lago, the Republicans are trying to give the impression, and our very weak commentators are sort of going along with it by saying, well, he allegedly did this. They think that what? That insulates them from a defamation case? There's not going to be a defamation case. This stuff was there. We've seen the pictures of it, you idiots. Don't use the words allegedly or apparently. He deliberately left them unsecured. Why did he leave them unsecured? He could have secured them. Why did he take them to Mar-a-Lago? For 4 years, he was so bored, he wouldn't even read briefing statements. But he would keep some briefing statements in some of these documents for a reason. He did not keep them because he cared anything about what was in them or cared about reviewing them later. He kept them so that when he lost the election, because he knew a year in advance in the polls he'd lose the election, his hatred of the United States and our democracy because of their rejection, it's very similar to a sexual rejection by a woman. A woman turns him down, he's full of rage. The country turned him down, and he needed money. At Mar-a-Lago, there were tens of thousands of guests who came in unsecured, tens of thousands at weddings. There could be a wedding with 300 people. They don't limit who comes. Fundraisers, anybody can write a $500 check to somebody and show up. They can wander around the grounds. There were hundreds of housekeepers and employees. All of these people had access throughout the grounds. These documents were kept in bathrooms, in a changing room over the ballroom, in a storage locker off of the swimming pool that was unsecured, for a while unlocked. And who do you think was among the tens of thousands? It had been talked about in our press for several years that he had these documents and wouldn't give them back. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Slight storm chance through the afternoon, mix of sun and clouds, highs mid-70s. A storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and low 50s for tonight, and partly sunny and around 80 for tomorrow. Warming to the mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday. It's 71 right now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to go to the lines before we go on with this segment. A lot to talk about. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind today?
Oh, hey, thanks, Matt. Two things. First of all, you know that I'm a person with a disability, older, so on and so on. I want to address the person that called last week that basically said that Trump could functionally not even read, really doubted his intelligence. There is something called, and I'm going to put this in quotes, plain dumb. People who are racial minorities, disabled women, so on, we know what people are thinking. And sometimes it is really to your advantage just to play dumb and let people think you're not as smart as you are, okay? And so I want to bring that. I don't think Trump is nearly as stupid as people want to make him out to be. I think he... Yeah, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I think he has some very serious issues, obviously. Also, I was kind of cruising the radio last night and happened to very briefly into Bill Cunningham, and what he was saying something about the Supreme Court allows Donald Trump to do what he did with the documents. And hey, my friend, I'm going to hang up, all right? And you have
let me respond to two
and
things on that and then get some of the other calls. First of all, Trump is not dumb. Let me tell you something. Nobody who's elected president of the United States in our history was dumb. Nobody. He's made $1 billion. You can say a little more, a little less. Nobody makes that kind of money is dumb. That's ridiculous. When people say that, they're avoiding the issue. He has acted with criminal intent. And we're going to talk about the judicial part in a while. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andrew?
Hey, Professor, I've got 2 points today. The first point is I keep hearing over and over again that the government is overclassifying documents. There are just too many things that they're classifying that probably shouldn't be. That's none of my business to figure out what that is. The other point, which is more important, in the age of technology, why are these things still being produced on paper that somebody can physically touch and steal and take away somewhere? This stuff could be created in a guarded skiff, on guards, created in a skiff, and then held on a server that is not connected in any way to the internet, so that people needing to view it only electronically in that guarded skiff, including the president. So there is never a physical copy of this stuff to ever leave. Thanks, Matt.
Good points. Let me address those right now. First of all, when it comes to overclassification, that is true, but it has nothing to do with what's going on here. 7 billion documents have been classified, 7 billion, including some that are simply copies of newspaper articles. 7 billion, that's wrong. However, the documents here, the 31 that are the subject of the felonies, were Five Eyes only documents. Anybody in their right mind would say a document that could lead to the capture of our undercover agent and have him killed is not overclassified. That's number one. Number two, everything you say is true about the other, but remember this, you can always print something out and you can always take a picture of the screen. Thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Boy, I've got a couple of points, so bear with me. I'll do it quickly. First of all, the million-dollar interview is going to be somebody interviewing Newt Gingrich and say, well, Newt, on your manifesto, are you happy with the way America's turned out? You wanted to go to war. We've got a war. What do you think, Newt? Because that guy, he's already been subpoenaed with January 6th. I thought about this 10 years ago. He wanted this. He created this, and now it's in his lap. There's one guy that really ought to be hauled over the coals. But what we're talking about also is your listeners have to realize, and I'm sure most of them do, we're under a terrorist threat right now. Alert. Somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to break into something. You got some mad mega people out there. Number two. Number three, how in the heck are we going to get a fair and impartial jury in South Florida? I don't. And then they've got that woman. Why did they give her the case? I don't know what people are thinking. But last but not least, our country hopefully will get through this. But the only way we're going to get through it and cure it is Jim Jordan, Ron Johnson, Matt Gaetz. They got to be on a list of indictments and everything else in prosecution. They all committed crimes. They all did. When you support terrorists, you commit crimes. I know I said a lot today. I apologize for saying that much, but it's just stuff that needs to be said. I'll hang up. I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, good stuff, Bill. Yeah, I'm going to respond. First, I'm going to squeeze in one more call so we get it in this segment. But I've taken notes on what you said. I will respond. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dick, what's in your mind?
Yeah, to this Judge Cannon, I just read something alarming about the thing with the special master. She, in her writing, she actually said this, that he should receive greater protection than an ordinary criminal suspect. Now, what is an ordinary criminal suspect? I don't know. But then further down in Florida, there was an a noble, her name is, I believe, yeah, that is the Southern District chief of the court, and she wrote that we do not assign related cases to the same judge. And then when she was asked for, they asked for something, you know, from her, she didn't respond to any emails. So what does that mean? I was under the understanding it was just put in there and it randomly happened, but she actually said, we do not assign related cases to the same judge.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on down in Florida.
Yeah, we're coming to a break. Excellent comments. We're going to talk about Judge Eileen Mercedes Cannon and the assignment and some mistakes that were made and what she could do after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
My baby don't care.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Republican voters are still supporting former President Trump despite his federal indictment.
All the presidents have done this for years and years gone by. So that's part of the unfairness.
Trump will be arraigned tomorrow in Miami. Pennsylvania Transportation Secretary Mike Carroll isn't giving many details, but confirms human remains were found in the rubble of yesterday's I-95 collapse in Philly.
I have no comment on the driver. The medical examiner will have to make an announcement with respect to that. The trucking company, I'm not prepared to offer the exact name of the trucking company yet. Talk to the state police.
Crews are still clearing the site to start reconstruction. And former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died at 86. Here's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
He was a billionaire in Italy who created the country's most important private media empire and was very influential, not only in media, but also in politics and sports.
He'd been battling leukemia. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. One person died and another person was hurt after a crash Sunday evening in Barron County involving a UTV. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said that a 48-year-old woman from Comstock was found dead at the scene and a 53-year-old man, also from Comstock, had to be flown to a Minnesota hospital with serious injuries. The UTV hit a tree on a trail near Cumberland. The DNR and Sheriff's Department said that speed and alcohol were factors in the crash, according to a release. The state high school baseball championships got underway in Grand Chute this morning. The Division 1 quarterfinals are today. Tomorrow in Division 4, Ithaca will play Edgar at 9 a.m. McDonald faces Pecatonica just after that. Division 3 gets their semifinals underway in the afternoon. Aquinas takes on Random Lake, followed by St. Croix Falls versus Keel. And then Wednesday in Division 2, Altoona plays in their semifinal at 9 a.m. Championship games are all on Thursday in Grand Chute. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the
sunshine. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. I'm going to respond to some of the comments that were just made in the last segment, and then I'm going to go back to the line, so do not hang up. First of all, with Bill of Oconomowoc, yes, there are a lot of angry MAGA people. I do not believe that they are going to try anything like January 6th. They're not stupid enough, I don't think. They know the hazard. He's going to hold this celebratory fundraiser that night. That's where a lot of them will show up. If there are any more classified documents there, they can see him. Actually, I'm somewhat kidding. He flew them all to Bedminster to get them out of there. Number two, when it comes to Eileen Mercedes Cannon, I want to talk about that right now. That was a mistake, in my view, of the prosecutor. The fact is that Jack Smith is a good prosecutor, but sometimes these prosecutors think that they have such a strong case that it doesn't matter who the judge is, and they can look like they're doing some kind of an open and transparent thing by filing it in an unfriendly venue. That is a mistake. Ask O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson murdered two people in an area in Beverly Hills, and if he'd been brought to trial there, he would have been convicted. The prosecutor there thought, well, what the hell, I'll do it downtown L.A. He was acquitted. Yes, he was later charged civilly and had to pay damages and so forth. He murdered two people because of a stupid prosecutor. In this case, I do not think that the prosecutor is stupid, but there are several other places with proper venue he could have brought it. One, Washington, D.C. That's where Trump took the documents from. Yeah, he did things like store them in Mar-a-Lago. He flew them to New Jersey and showed them to people in Bedminster. He could have venued it in Bedminster. But he thought he would what? Venue it in southern Florida? Where a lean Mercedes Cannon, the Colombian she-wolf, who before was reversed twice by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals for taking a dive for Trump. And a dick of Madison was accurate. One of the things she said in that go around on the classified documents, where she stopped the FBI and the DOJ from doing their jobs to protect Trump. She said, quote, Donald Trump is entitled to deference because of his former position. That's not true. She's first generation from Colombia. Let me tell you something. No first generation person should be made a federal judge. Unelected, unsupervised. You cannot get the cultural toxins out of the groundwater in one generation. She is used to showing deference to El Guapo and El Gordo and strongmen. We don't want that. She is now going to show deference to Trump. The second thing that she did, and she was reversed on this on the 11th Circuit, she treated the classified documents quite cavalierly. She didn't think they were very important. Colombia does not have nuclear weapons. Colombia does not have secret agents in China and Russia who get captured, tortured, and executed. She doesn't care. Her loyalty is not to the United States. She's bad news. What was Jack Smith doing? Jack Smith thought, well, I'm going to file it. And, you know, there are different judges down there, and the odds of her getting it are random. Well, yes and no. There's a thing called the wheel. They have it here in Wisconsin. It's symbolic because it's computer generated, but basically a name gets spit out. In the old days, they had it on a wheel. They spun the wheel. In this particular case, there were what are called senior judges on the wheel. Senior judges are judges who took senior status. So basically they can start getting their pensions. But then they can be occasionally used on the case, but they don't necessarily like to be used on them when they're on vacation or in the summer if they go somewhere, in the winter they go somewhere. There are actually very few judges left. She got it. The chief judge down there, what I'm hearing is that she doesn't comment on how she got it. There's a rule in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that supervises her that says that if there's the appearance of a conflict, there's the appearance of impropriety, the judge should be yanked. Even if it isn't real, if there's the appearance, it undermines public confidence. She has undermined public confidence by being reversed twice and delaying things for Trump just enough to let him declare for president. A bad judge can affect the outcome of a trial. And let me tell you legally how they can do it here. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse case? Remember the judge in that case? He chewed out the prosecution in public. It was reported in all the papers. The jury was not there, but they heard about it from their relatives. He would not let the people who were shot be called victims. He just wouldn't. His conduct contributed to the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people. Judges have a lot of power, and even more so in the federal system. This clown, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, will grant any delay Trump wants to get him beyond the 2024 election. So he will simply play off this, hold fundraisers every night that he has to be down there for a status conference. Not only that, and let me tell you something, if he is acquitted at this trial, that can't be appealed. In a criminal case, if somebody is convicted, he can appeal that. He can argue prosecutorial impropriety. If he's acquitted, the prosecution can't appeal it, even if there is defense impropriety, even if there's judicial impropriety. The judge can refuse to let certain evidence in. The judge can refuse to let there be testimony that we had an unusual number of agents executed in 2021 after these documents were left unsecured at Mar-a-Lago. She can say, well, it's not relevant. Can the prosecutor then go and get an interim order from the Court of Appeals? Possibly. But what if it's in the middle of trial and she says, no, I'm not going to give you a continuance to do that? And let me tell you the nuclear weapon. If during the trial at the end, the prosecution rests its case, the Trump people put on just a little evidence, and then they bring a motion for a directed verdict to dismiss the case. And she gets on the stand and says, I've looked at all the evidence. No reasonable jury could convict. I dismiss. Trump flies out of town. The prosecution can't appeal. Do you understand that? The prosecution can't appeal. This woman is protected by the Republican Party. Federal judges have tarantulas that are not just on the Supreme Court. I do not know what Jack Smith was thinking. I suspect what he was thinking was, well, we'll get our case in, and surely everybody will realize the strength of our case. No, they won't, Jack. No, they won't. They don't care about the strength of anything. The people who support Trump support him no matter what. So he will get in a Republican primary something like 40% of the vote. He'll get a plurality. DeSantis will get 19%. The other clowns will get under 10%. The Republican Party has winner take all. Winner take all. So he'll get all of the nominating votes. And you'll think, well, who the heck could show up in Milwaukee and nominate this guy? You will find the most peculiar hominids showing up in Milwaukee, the most peculiar featherless bipeds showing up in Milwaukee, and they will nominate him. Now he'll run against Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the incumbent. He's a good president. If something happens to Joe and he's running against Kamala Harris, what do you think is going to happen? Don't give me all this identity politics stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up to hear with it. What do you think is going to happen? And if he runs against Joe Biden won by 7 million votes last time. He won by, what, over 30 electoral votes? You have people in Republican states criminalizing voting in various subterfuges. Who knows what will happen? If Trump ever got in again, he will take revenge. The woman, read America, liberal democracy, who spurned him will pay. He is a seriously disturbed individual. Ukraine will pay. They'll get slaughtered. NATO will pay. People in this country he doesn't like will pay. He has got to be prosecuted. He's got to be convicted, but filing this thing in Florida and the jury you get, very large population of people who fled Cuba, Venezuela, and Colombia. Many of them became citizens, and many of them will serve as jurors. They hate communism, and I agree with them. They hate socialism, and right, that's fine. But many of them are subservient to the El Gordos and El Guapos. But Jack Smith filed down there because Jack Smith thought, well, we can make it work down there. Well, O.J. Simpson went free from criminal conviction, and Kyle Rittenhouse went free. Gene Moclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Well, that was a bright and cheery prospect. I'll tell you something, Matt. You know, that what ticks me off more than anything, and I'll tell you, it's been fuming here. I've been calling some of those gal darn senators that should be kicked out of office that are aiding and abetting Trump, these people who know darn well the danger that Trump put all of us in with those documents that he stole. And they're making excuses or saying, oh, Hillary Clinton didn't get prosecuted. Lindsey Graham, I called him, read him the Riot Act. He's supposedly a lawyer. He supposedly protected our country. What in the world is in their heads? These guys are just as bad as Trump, covering up for him, making excuses when he stole those documents. He is a criminal. He has hurt our country, and he should be held liable. No more BSing on this kind of stuff. The people in our country deserve better. We need to be treated better. We do not need to be at risk in politics. This isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is about crimes committed against the people of our country. Thank you so much for letting me air my concerns, Matt. Great show. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Gene. We're going to go to the lines. There's too many of you to get in this segment, but the ones I don't get in this segment, I will get in the next segment. So do not hang up. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, thanks to the previous caller. I mean, that Donald Trump took an oath to the Constitution, and he didn't follow through with his oath to the Constitution. Donald Trump is a man that was, Hamilton warned us against, in Federalist 75, a man seeking his own self-aggrandizement and his own profits, is willing to betray the interests of the state for himself. I mean, that this is what Donald Trump did. And I mean that those people down in Florida, that they hate communism so much. Well, why do they support a man who loves the guy who would just as soon bring communism back to Russia and, was head of the KGB?
They love authoritarians. They love to be beaten. That's what they love, because that is their culture. They love to bow down before El Gordo and El Guapo. That's why. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Slight storm chance through the afternoon, mix of sun and clouds, highs mid-70s. A storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and low 50s for tonight, and partly sunny and around 80 for tomorrow. Warming to the mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday. It's 71 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Match and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines in order. Dana of La Crosse, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dana, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Welcome to the La Crosse Market. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, you betcha. Say, you know, let's say Trump does skate based on some of the circumstances you laid out, the possible circumstances that you laid out there, which would be a travesty, of course. I think we all know that. But it's a very real possibility, some of those things you laid out. Let's say that were to happen, or even if that doesn't happen and he does go to jail, you think Jack Smith is intent, or Merrick Garland, on going after the rest of them, the Rojos, the Gateses, the Lauren Boberts, who was tweeting out Nancy's location during the riot, the MG Greens, all those people. Do you think he's going to be going after them as well? And should they be worried based on, you know, they've got testimony from Mark Meadows, apparently. So, gosh, I really hope they're going to round them all up, Matt. I'll take your call off the air, your answer off the air. Thanks.
Right. Excellent question. And let me tell you, from a prosecutor point of view, what's going to happen is, and by the way, Jack Smith is a good prosecutor. He was a prosecutor in the Netherlands for the World Court, and he went after the butchers in Kosovo and got a conviction. He also got a conviction against the governor of Virginia. He has quite a reputation. He's a good man. I do not know why he picked Southern California or Southern Florida as the venue. To your point, prosecutors can't prosecute. One prosecutor can't prosecute every case. So he's doing this, and he's going after Trump, and he's going after this guy, Walt Nauta, who is his body man. They call him a valet, but it's basically a guy who goes around and takes care of whatever he wants. And then he's investigating January 6th. Now, January 6th is obviously a time when he could go after Mo Brooks. He could go after Rudy Giuliani, Don Trump Jr., and all that. I don't know what he's going to do there. One of the problems with that prosecution, just to get really down in the weeds, because everybody loves to say, oh, we should go after him for that. We should. And all these foot soldiers, 1,000 of them almost got prosecuted, and they were misled by him. But that said, if you parse what he says, he'll say, go on the Capitol. And he'll say, well, I just meant protest. I didn't tell him to go in the Capitol. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'll be honest with you. I personally do not think that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are going to prosecute Trump over January 6th. They're looking at it, and they do have Mark Meadows' testimony, as you say. He flipped, and maybe I'm wrong, and I do hope they do. But they may think, look, we took a shot at the bull elk right here, and we're going to take him down with this one in Florida, and he's coming up on a presidential election. It's a guess. A hunch. I could be wrong. I think he should be prosecuted. Now, when it comes to prosecuting the rest of them, Fannie Willis in Atlanta is going after, among other things, the fake electors and the people that gin that up. And I think My suspicion is that she will have Rudy Giuliani as a felony target. But down in, remember two things. This is state, not federal. She has fewer powers. And secondly, she's only the DA, of Fulton County, which is Atlanta, not even the attorney general of the state. And no attorney general anywhere else in the country is planning to prosecute any of the fake electors, which I think is a mistake. So Fannie Willis, God bless her, she is wonderful. They've also passed a statute that Brian Kemp, whoever he goes, oh, Brian Kemp, he's so moderate. What do you mean he's moderate? Brian Kemp, they passed a statute where this board that he can control can yank a DA for doing stuff they don't like. What kind of stuff? Crooked stuff? No, not even crooked stuff. That they are not, quote, prioritizing prosecutions that should be prioritized, end quote. And what are they? In Florida, marijuana and people who provide abortions. It is illegal. And Fannie Willis has said, I'm prosecuting gangs in Atlanta. I'm prosecuting murders, rapes. I'm prosecuting political corruption. Are you going to prosecute marijuana and doctors? And she said, no, they're very low down on the list. Probably not going to get to them. They may yank her. Before she gets a chance to go through with these prosecutions. They could not do that. They could not do that in the federal system. And secondly, the judges down there, I have no confidence at all in the judge overseeing the grand jury that she is using for subpoenas and to go after folks. None whatsoever. Stay tuned. This is a very fraught time in American history, but I agree with Bill McConnell early on when he said, we will get through this. We will always get through this. We got through the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. We got through the Second World War. We will get through this, even with a crooked Donald Trump. But I will tell you, if he gets back in and betrays NATO, betrays Ukraine, and goes after people he doesn't like here, he is obsessed with almost a sexual jealousy of rejection. That's what's happening. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Awesome callers. Great show. Thanks for all the information. It's sad, though. The Republicans are complicit that hang with this Trump for all that's went on here. And, you know, I love the country and I love the state of Wisconsin. I mean, you know, if this was a Democrat, I certainly would not be supporting them. So I'm just going to leave it at that today. Thanks for the show, and it's just a sad day that this guy did all this stuff. Bye.
I want to leave everybody with some optimism. I'm convinced we're going to get through to it. If you think this is tough, suppose you were George Washington. If they captured you, they would have hanged you, and you had to figure out how to feed and arm all these people to fight the biggest empire in the world. If you were Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant and the country was splitting apart, what would you have done? If you were Franklin Roosevelt, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the Nazis overran Europe, and a lot of people thought they'd win. What would you do if you were Franklin Roosevelt? We had far greater people in our history than we give credence to. And I take no pleasure in this stuff against Trump. It is a sad day when the president of the United States is such a felon that he does these kinds of things and a big part of his party stands by him. That is the scandal and the travesty. Coming to the end of the show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, director, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Hello, proud Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5.